Well, this is Leo Baybue for KTWH. The other side of this recorded phone call on Tuesday, the 5th of July, I hopefully still have Cheryl Sundstrom. Are you there, Cheryl?
I am here, Leo.
And you are all fired up because probably we're heading into the four-day weekend of the year that you are most excited about and also most stressed about at times. And which side are you on right now? Excitement, stress, or both?
Well, you know what? The stress is up until Thursday, and then as things start going off, it's all excitement from that point on.
Ah, and if anybody doesn't know of what I am speaking, it is, of course, the Heritage Days in Two Harbors, Minnesota, that happens really all around town because there are events that happen everywhere from the band shell to the city streets to the sound stage down near the community center, and then the whole area on the lakeside of City Hall down to the depot and through the parking area is an amazing group of craft vendors that'll be there for 3 days. There's everything under the sun happening. Maybe I exaggerate a bit, Cheryl, but why don't you tell us how this all kicks off? Because Thursday is maybe the underrated or less appreciated day that people don't know that you get going in the afternoon.
People don't really realize that we do kick off, you know, on Thursday evening, and it usually kicks off with the city band playing, you know, some wonderful ballads and having a concert at 7:30. But prior to the city band playing, we do have, this year, we have the Zoomobile down there. Thursday has traditionally been our kids' day, and we try and focus more on the kids. So we have the Zoomobile coming down from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Thursday, and then we actually this year have the Mini Ha Ha Children's Choir that's going to be performing at the band shell.
Okay, so all of this, the Zoomobile and the choir and then the concert that's going to follow, all of those things will be in the Thomas Owens Park, more or less.
That's correct, okay. At Thomas Owens Park at the band shell, and then there's the Kitty Parade that is also Thursday night that kicks off at 6:30. They line up at 6:15, but that is actually on First Avenue and 7th Street, and then the kids parade from basically from the Moose Lodge up until they get to the Thomas Owens Park.
They come back.
When they get to the Thomas, yes, and when they get to Thomas Owens Park, there's games for them, there's the free ice cream that's available for everybody. That kind of ties up the evening then for the kids because this year we have a few new sponsors, and it's the North Shore Title Team that's going to be doing the kids' games up there this year. And then, like I said, it's followed by the city band concert and car cruise, the classic car cruise parade.
So, okay. So when the kids...
That kind of ends the evening.
So when the kids walk over, parade, if you will, from the Moose Lodge area back to Thomas Owens, they get the combo package of free ice cream and games to play, all that before the concert kicks off at 7:30. So the kids should not be getting restless. They've got things to do.
They got plenty of things to do, and we'll give them that ice cream to wind them up and get them ready for Friday.
Parents everywhere are thanking you, yes.
Okay. Sure, I'm sure they are.
And I see on my little itinerary that there's also supposed to be a classic car cruise. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. In fact, they start out up here at Waterview Shores at the nursing home, and they give all the seniors that are up there at the nursing home or the residents there a little view of what the car show is going to be like and some of the classic vehicles. And then they parade on down and come up the side streets up alongside of the band shell on 2nd Avenue, I believe it is, and then cut out across and on waterfront and then exit back out to 7th Avenue. Just kind of a neat little thing to see.
All kinds of different traffic patterns. It's very interesting. And that's just Thursday. That's just Thursday. And then
That's just Thursday.
Friday,
correct.
When everybody thinks that the whole deal really gets going. I mean, you've already had a great kickoff on Thursday, but the whole time there's this Dairy Queen medallion hunt continuing, the craft vendor show. I guess people are coming in the setup early morning between 9 and 10 or so.
Yeah, they will be set up and ready to go by 10 a.m. Our vendors actually come in while we have got all that little excitement going on for the kids Thursday night. Our vendors are quietly sneaking in downtown and getting their tents set up for Friday morning.
They're not
available for selling things at that point, but they do on Friday morning. The show this year, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, will be open at 10 a.m. and be 10 till 5 where the vendors are available.
So the savvy vendors will be already set up on Thursday. And so
Correct.
The midway, as I like to think of it, will open up at 10 a.m. on Friday. And then all throughout the weekend, there are musical highlights. I see that Roxanne Berglund and Breanne Morrison are both playing on Friday morning right off the bat. Tracy Parks a little after noon. And then Thug takes the stage. So you've got music on that Heritage Day stage, which is exactly where, Cheryl?
That will be downtown by the community center on South Avenue in the side parking lot. We call that our Heritage Day stage for the weekend.
Excellent.
A white tent. So, white covered area stage there, and there's some benches out there, but we encourage you to bring your own chairs.
If you want to be comfortable and you want to make sure you have your own seat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. The Thugs will be playing through the Ludafisk Toss this year, and they have the last couple of years too.
Yeah, they've got
They'll actually be out there for a long time.
They have quite a gig, and they're not all as spring chickens as I am. No, I'm teasing. They're starting at 2. Maybe they're taking a little rest about 3. They're playing till 4. And then this incredible world-renowned activity occurs in Two Harbors.
Yeah, people from all over come to witness our Ludafisk Toss. You know, I mean, what better beats throwing fish?
Right. Well, we're going to interrogate Linda Schuler, I think, later this week on that. But yeah, just to what does it owe? It's a lure, do you think? Is it the smell? Is it the absurdity?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think, it could be just the competition of it. I don't know. Sometimes the people are down there in costumes.
It is true. It is true. You're having two traditional ethnic groups help populate our area, sizing each other up and probably trash talking a little bit. I'm sure it's all in good natured fun.
All in clean, good fun. And it's an event that's looked forward to every year.
So Cheryl, we're speaking with Cheryl Sundstrom today about all things Heritage Days. And there are things maybe going on a little bit under the radar. I know there's probably things like on my itinerary here, it says that youth baseball is happening. And then we have evening dances. And we also have things happening on Saturday that are unique. So why don't I let you just keep plugging ahead through the itinerary?
Keep talking here?
Yeah.
Sure. I'd love to talk all Heritage Days. Yeah, something new is actually Co-op Light and Power that have sponsored this in. The Minnesota Twins will be sponsoring a youth baseball clinic this year. That will be up in Odegaard Park, and it's from 4 to 6 p.m. and ages 6 to 12. But that's boys, girls, it's for everybody. You can pre-register, I believe, by calling Co-op Light and Power. Then at 6 o'clock, of course, we have our street dance that's looked forward to every year, and everybody and their brother comes to and fills all of First Avenue with a lot of fun and activity, and there's a little bit of dance that goes on with that.
Every once in a while, a little dancing does break out, but it's a four-hour thing. So if you started dancing at 6, some of us would be done by 7.
And a lot of it is Heritage Days is also known as Class Reunion Weekend. You know, there are many, many class reunions that take place during Heritage Days.
Indeed. Are there too many to even list? I don't even know if you have the list broken down.
For the parade this year, I believe I have 9 class reunions this year.
Oh, my.
So having a float in the parade, which is actually a little more than usual. Usually we have 5 or 6. We have 9 class reunions this year, so I don't know where they'll be having their gatherings scattered around town, but it looks to be a full event for the street dance. And, of course, we'll be having the Hometown Boys, the Northwoods Band, playing at the street dance again this year from 6 to 10. They're getting so popular, it's getting hard to keep them on our agendas for getting them year after year. So hopefully.
Yeah, there are other gigs in this world, you know. Some of them might be lucrative. So, okay, we had better treat them right. I shouldn't say you, Cheryl.
Yeah.
We had better treat them right.
Give them a little nod when you see them.
Yeah.
There's a golf tournament on Friday, and that's basically the Agate Classic. And that is full. So, I mean, they do have a waiting list of people wanting to get into the golf tournament. I need to mention it anyway.
Indeed.
And then we do have, again, for the whole weekend for the kids, weather permitting, there's bounce houses, large, extremely large bounce houses. We have 4 of those coming in this year, and we have barrel train rides for the younger kids. So there'll be something downtown consistently every day
for
the kids to enjoy too.
And those features will be pretty close to the vendors' exhibit area?
Correct. They will be by the community center.
Right. Got it.
Right in front of the community.